Then the word spread. Muhammad kept convincing different tribes, and at some point they had lost hope. And some of the young men in the community would come to Muhammad after many years of persecution, and they would say, Muhammad, we want to fight. We were dignified people in Jahiliyyah. Kunna a'izzatan fil Jahiliyyah. And now we have become humiliated with you, because they were not allowed to raise their hand in self-defense. And Muhammad would tell them, we're not allowed to do this, until the tribes of Medina, of Yathrib, which was renamed Medina, the city, welcomed Muhammad, and they migrated to Medina. So the first acts of violence in Islam were actually committed when a city-state was formed. We need to understand that the history of Islam, the first founding years, are 23 years, 13 of which were conducted completely non-violently, and even the violence that was done was then in self-defense. They were allowed self-defense after they formed a collective community with the moral consent of its inhabitants. And the Treaty of Medina was actually the first historical secular treaty in which citizenship was granted on the base of the agreement rather than religious affiliation, where Christians, Jews, pagans, and Muslims came together to form a community, to have obligations and duties according to the agreement rather than the religious affiliations. And so these phases need to be understood by Muslims and non-Muslims, that before you have a collective political entity, when you are defending any cause, you are not allowed the use of violence. And why is that? The Quran is very clear on that, because it says that those who die, die clearly, those who live, live clearly. لِيَحْيَا مَنْ حَيَّا عَنْ بَيِّنَةً وَيَهْلُكَ مَنْ هَلُكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةً. Because when you are defending a cause, if you defend yourself, if you raise the hand, then the first casualty is the cause, and the issue becomes muddled, and you become a terrorist. And that's why the Egyptians and the Tunisians and the Syrians are showing us incredible levels of self-restraint. And I've heard yesterday that the security forces in the southern city of Daraa left arms lying on the street, and that even one security officer stood in the street and started screaming, are you cowards? Defend yourselves. Come on, let's fight. Let's fight them back. And what the people did, they collected the arms, and some they put in front of the mosque, and some they put in front of the security office buildings. They returned the gifts. And so you see that arms are now being outgiven freely as gifts to those peaceful protesters, because once they start firing, they have lost the cause, because then truth is no longer clear. And that's exactly what that black slave Bilal was doing under the rock, saying one, one, because his position was clear.